Well, once again, this is Jim Rao, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. I'm coming to you from Kenya today, West Kenya, and it's beautiful here today, 90 degrees and no wind, just a gentle breeze, and our dry season is now upon us. We haven't had rain for about a week now, so the dry season is on us, and we'll have dry weather for approximately 2 to 2.5 months, and then about the 1st of March, it'll start to storm up and rain again, and then it'll rain from March up until about June. So we have two rainy seasons here, the long rains in the spring and what they call the short rains in the fall. And so I'm coming to you today with the good news of the gospel, the good news that Jesus saves, and we're going to be talking today about crossing over into 2020. And this is a very significant year. It's a significant year because it is the closing of a decade, and it is the start of a new decade. And so we are crossing over into a great time, and I believe the Lord is going to take you to a higher level this coming year. I believe the Lord is going to reveal himself to you in a greater way in the coming year. I believe you're going to have new mercies this year and new territory this year, new financial blessings this year, and new walk with the Lord that will take you closer to Jesus than you have ever been before. And each day you're going to go a little higher in the kingdom, and each day you're going to know Jesus a little bit better. You're going to want to serve him more, serve him better. And so we pray that this will be your destiny, this will be your portion in the year 2020. Well, it has occurred to me that 2020 is the vision that we are given, or that we are striving for, I would say would be a better way to say it, that we are striving for and hope for when we have our eyesight tested, when we go to the eye doctor and we get our eyes tested, we look at that letter chart and we hope that we have good vision so that we don't have to have glasses. And we have 20/20 vision if our eyesight is good and it is 100% as it was when we were in very good health and we had good eyesight. And so 20/20 is the epitome, or it is the goal of the eye doctor when he prescribes glasses to us, is to bring your eyesight into 20/20 vision. And so I believe that God is speaking to us through those numbers, 20/20. I believe you're going to be able to see into the future and see your future, see your destiny, see your purpose better than you ever have before. That this is going to be a year of revelation for you. This is going to be a year of clear vision for you. And so you're going to move to a higher level. You're going to move with greater anointing and greater obedience. And if you don't know Jesus, and if you're listening to me today and you don't know Jesus, your move into a higher level, into a greater place in the kingdom, starts with you accepting Jesus, with you confessing your sin and saying, Jesus, I want to know you. I want to move with you. I want to move into your kingdom. I want to go into your territory and receive the portion that you have for me that was spoken over me even before the beginning of time. And so I pray that that is you today, that you're going to receive a revelation from this message. Well, before we go to Jeremiah 29:11, I want to bring up one scripture here from Proverbs 29:8. It says, where there is no vision, the people are unrestrained. Where there is no revelation or prophetic vision, the people cast off restraint, but happy is he who keeps the law. Okay, so you need prophetic vision. You need revelation. That's where our hope comes from. People that don't have any prophetic revelation, people that don't have any vision for their future, they become hopeless. They become discouraged. They fall into despair. And many people we know in America are taking antidepressant drugs. They're taking anti-anxiety drugs. They're taking all kinds of psychotropic drugs and bipolar treating drugs, and many people are cutting themselves, many people are taking illegal drugs and even committing suicide. And we say in Jesus' name, that is not your portion. In Jesus' name, that is not His plan for you. God has a better plan for you. He wants to give you a hope and a future. We'll talk about that here in just a moment. He wants to give you a hope and a future, and He wants you to have vision for your future. As you see into your future, you see yourself in a better place than you are in right now. As you see into the future, you look much better than you look right now. And so if you are in a situation now and you are tired of being there, you feel like you're in a stagnant situation and that you're in the doldrums and the wind hasn't blown on your sails in a long time, I pray that you will receive this message today and that you will seek the Lord with all your heart, strength, mind, and soul, because God wants to take you higher. He doesn't want you to just stay on a plateau. He doesn't want you to stay in the same place you've been for the last 10 years. I'm not talking necessarily about the same house or the same town or whatever. I'm just saying in the spirit, He wants to move you higher. And that may mean moving to another place. That may mean picking up your bag and go to another country like I did. That was God's call on my life. It wasn't necessarily for somebody else. I know it was for me. And so when I get discouraged, which at times I do, and anybody does, and there's times when I get a little homesick and want to see the USA soil, but God has given me a vision for my work here. God has given me a vision for my calling, for my destiny, to see way into the future. And He will do the same for you, because He is no respecter of persons. He wants to see you walk into your calling. He wants to see you walk into that destiny and purpose that He declared for you even before you were knit in your mother's womb. So first of all, we're going to talk about crossing over and going to that higher level. The first point I want to make today is God has great plans for you. Jeremiah 29:11. I know the thoughts, or I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord. Or the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. So God's plan for you is a plan to bless you. God's plan for you is to take you into a higher place. It tells us in Romans 8:29, those that He foreknew, those that God foreknew, He predestined to be conformed into the image of His Son, Jesus Christ. And so God's plan for you every single day is that that day will make you a little bit more like Jesus Christ, that day will encourage you to reach out and reach higher to become a bit more like Jesus Christ. And God's plan for you is not to harm you. God's plan is not to bring evil, although He does allow evil. God does not tempt us. He does not bring evil. He allows the devil to tempt us. He allows the devil to bring evil and calamity. But it's so that we can know through faith, we can know that God is for us and that nothing can tear us away from God. When you exercise your faith and you move forward higher and higher in the kingdom, you will come to see all those trials and tribulations as a blessing in your life. And you can give thanks, just as James says in the first chapter of James, give thanks and bless the Lord for all trials and tribulations, for through that we persevere, through that we learn suffering and patience. And the end result, James says, is that we are perfected in the Lord. The end result is that we can say, thank God I had that trial. Thank God I had that tribulation. It made me stronger. It made me seek the Lord in ways that I never have before. I praise God for the victory that came out of ashes. I sowed in tears, but I'm going to reap in joy. And so when you start to look at your trials and tribulations like that and give thanks for them, then you will start to understand that everything that God does is to bring you closer to Him, make you more into the image of Jesus Christ, and that God's plan for you is that you will have peace and you will have a future and a hope. Well, Proverbs 16:7, because God wants to bring peace into your life, that's point number two. Proverbs 16:7 says that those who seek the Lord, even their enemies, will be at peace with them. When a man's ways please the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. Beloved, your enemies are going to be put to shame. You can put heaping coals on their head when you treat them with kindness, even though they are bitter towards you and spite you and curse you. You can heap coals on their head by being kind to them, by smiling at them, by saying, God bless you, I'm going to pray for you. Maybe you'll get to know Jesus Christ yourself someday. And so God's plan is for you to have peace in your heart, peace in your life, peace with your relationships, with your wife, with your children, with your husband, with your co-workers. Even people who hate you and despise you will respect you and have peace with you. And that is God's plan for your life. The third aspect of God's plan as you cross over into 2020, God wants to give you hope. Beloved, there are so many people that don't have hope. I referred to earlier in this message about people in America that are taking so many drugs and trying to lift themselves up and give them the encouragement to take off and go each day. You don't need that. You don't need to wander around in the wilderness area and get whiplashed by the devil and whipsawed by the devil. You can know what God's plan is. God will give you the hope, and this hope is a hope that does not disappoint. Romans chapter 5, verse 2, the Apostle Paul says, through whom, he's talking about Jesus here, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand. Well, this grace in which we stand is a grace whereby we can know we are not condemned. We are not condemned. We can move forward and know that whatever we have done, whatever you have done in your life, is not going to separate you from Jesus. When you come to him, when you come to the cross and you say, Jesus, this is all of the trash, this is all of the filthiness, these are the filthy rags that I am taking off of me, and I am giving them to you, Jesus. I want you to wash them clean with your blood, nail them to the cross. When Jesus says you are forgiven, you are forgiven. You don't need to walk around in shame. You don't need to walk around with regret. Of course, there's things we all have in our life that we could have done better, that we should have done better, that we might have done better. But I tell you today, you don't need to walk around with your head down and have remorse and regret over bad decisions that you made or sin that you have been in, whether it's pornography or drugs or fornication or whatever it is. When Jesus washes your sin with his blood, it is clean, it is forgiven, and it is forgotten. The Lord says that he not only forgives our sin, but he forgets it as far as the east is from the west. And that includes your sin and my sin. And so Paul is saying, we stand in this grace. We are not condemned. We stand in this grace and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Well, beloved, at some point in time, you're going to leave this earth. I'm going to leave this earth. But Jesus says, if anyone knows me, you will never die. And if you die, you will live. To live is Christ. To die is gain. And so the moment you close your eyes on this earth, you're going to be transported by the angels, or escorted, I guess maybe you would say, escorted, transported by the angels to heaven to spend all eternity with Jesus. And so we don't fear death. We hope in the hope of seeing the glory of God, but even better than all eternity, or just as good as all eternity, we can start to live in that glory here on this earth. We can start to enjoy the glory of God here on this earth. We can walk in the glory. We can sleep in the glory. We can worship and praise in the glory. God's glory will be with you. That is the weight of His presence. The weight, the Shekinah glory, the weight of God and the Holy Spirit with you, abiding with you. The presence of Almighty God with you will encourage you, will strengthen you. That's the hope of the glory of God. You can experience it right here on this earth, wherever you're at. You don't have to go to Jerusalem. You don't have to go to a certain mountain. You don't have to follow a certain preacher. You can have it because the holy temple of God is what you are, and His Holy Spirit lives in you. And when you start to seek the Lord with all your heart, strength, mind, and soul, then you will see the glory of God. The Bible says in the Sermon on the Mount that blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. And so if you seek God and you are pure in heart and you take steps to purify your life and get the sin out of your life, God will reveal Himself to you. The Holy Spirit will speak to you. You will start to hear His voice. You will start to understand when He speaks to you that this is God speaking to you to give you direction, to give you guidance, to give you comfort, to give you the glory of God as you move about from day to day. Verse 6 in Romans 5. Now hope in God does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. Beloved, we're going to be disappointed by people in our life. Your best friends are going to disappoint you. Your mother, your father, your wife, your husband, your children are going to disappoint you. If you are a human being, you're going to be disappointed by other human beings. Even pastors and elders and deacons and bishops disappoint each other. They disappoint the flock. But in Jesus Christ, you will not be disappointed. He will never show up late for an appointment. He will never charge you to sit and talk to Him for an hour. He will never ask you to pay a bribe to get something done in your life. Jesus Christ is for you. He is with you. He will make a way for you. He will open a door for you. And if you need something, you ask and you shall receive. Because He says in Matthew 7:7, if you ask, you shall receive. If you seek, you shall find. And if you knock, the door shall be opened for you. And so whenever you're seeking the Lord, if you're wanting something that is in the will of God, if you're wanting to do something that is in the will of God, you ask and it shall be granted unto you, because God wants to see His will come to pass in your life. Faithful is He who called you, 1 Thessalonians 5:24. Faithful is He who calls you, and He will see it come to pass. He will do it. And so when we rely on God and we trust Him and we ask Him for the things that we need, and if they are according to God's will, He will give them to you. You will not be disappointed. If you trust everything in the world to try to make you happy and to try to give you a sense of fulfillment, a sense of destiny, a sense of completeness, if you trust in the world to do that, you're going to be sadly disappointed, because the world can't give that to you. The world does not have it to give. The world is in the clutches of the devil, and he wants to steal, kill, and destroy you. But the Lord wants to give you life and give you life abundantly. And so when you seek the Lord and you ask Him for the things of the kingdom, maybe you want to go on a mission trip. Maybe you want to have more wisdom. Solomon asked for more wisdom. He didn't ask for riches or anything of that sort. He didn't ask for territory. He didn't ask for a bigger army. He said, Lord, give me wisdom. And when he asked the Lord for wisdom, the Lord said, I'm going to give you wisdom because you have humbled yourself before me, and that is what you're asking for. But in addition to that, because you have a humble heart, I'm going to give you all of those other things that you desire for yourself. Seek ye first the kingdom and my righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Beloved, when you seek the Lord first, and you seek His righteousness, that is, you want to stand in right standing before God, then you will receive the other things that are the desires of your heart. Again, the hope of God will never disappoint you. The walk with Jesus will never disappoint you. Well, the fourth point here today in the crossover vision for you is that God wants to prosper you. I'm not preaching the prosperity gospel here that every person is going to have a brand new car, every person's going to have a big mansion of a house. That is not the prosperity gospel. What is the prosperity gospel is God is going to take you to a higher level and things will be better in your life, not just in a material sense, but in a spiritual sense, and in every aspect of your life, you're going to be more prosperous. That is, you're going to be better off than you are right now. And that may mean for some of you a new car. For others, it may mean just a better used car. For others, it may mean to have a better mode of transportation. My Boda driver over here in Kenya, the man I rely on every single day to take me out to the Shamba and take me places I need to go, the Lord just blessed him with a new Boda, a very nice 150cc Boda, and so we both feel like we're really riding in style, even though it isn't a car, it's not a truck, it's not a big fancy vehicle, but we are very content with it, and it runs so much better than the old 100cc that he had before, and so we are very happy with it, and we praise the Lord, we thank the Lord, we're grateful for even a small measure of blessing and a small measure of prosperity. Well, Deuteronomy 8:18 in the Old Testament, Moses said, "And you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the power to get wealth." It is God who gives you the power to get wealth, whether it's from a witty invention, whether it's from a business opportunity, whether it's from a good yield on your farm, better seed, better strategy on raising crops, whatever it is, God will give you the power. He will give you everything that you need to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore to your fathers, as it is this day. And so God gives you the power to get wealth, beloved. You thank God every day if you have a good job. You thank God every day if he gives you a good idea or an invention so that you can have a great business. You thank God if you have a ministry and he's supplying checks for your ministry. He's supplying support for your ministry. You thank God if you're a baker and he's giving you customers to buy your bread. Whatever it is that God has given you to make wealth, you give thanks to him. You get up each day and say, "Lord, I thank you for the prosperity you've given me." Let me tell you, beloved, God doesn't want to make people poor. He doesn't want people to be poor. Yes, we have many people that are poor on the earth. But I have prayed for many people here in Kenya that were poor, and now they have businesses, now they have prosperity in their life. God gave them wisdom, God gave them witty inventions, he opened doors for business opportunities. That is God's will. He doesn't relish in people that are poor. He wants to lift them up out of that poverty as they know him, as they come to worship him, as they give gratitude in their hearts for him. That is God's will. That is his desire. Proverbs 10:22, "The blessing of the Lord makes one rich, and he brings no sorrow with it." And so, beloved, if people are rich and they're sorrowful, it's not God's fault. They need to get their life straight with the Lord. They need to seek the Lord and put him first and not the riches, and they need to get their priorities straight. It's not money that makes people miserable. It's the love of money, and it's a big difference between that and just the money itself. Well, beloved, I hope you enjoyed this message. 2020 is just around the corner. I pray that you take it in stride and pray and ask the Lord to give you wisdom and revelation, give you encouragement and strength as you move forward into this new year. Gather the Outcast is a listener-supported radio ministry. We thank you again for listening today. We thank you for your prayers and support. We ask you to sit down, write us out a letter, let us know that you're listening, include a check of support, or you can go to my website and click on PayPal on the donate button, and you can support us that way. We ask for your prayers, your support, so we can continue doing this great work in Africa. We're already lining up crusades in Africa, over in East Africa, and possibly in Asia this year. And so we've got many things going. We want you to be part of it. We want you to get on board to see the gospel, to see the kingdom of God advance in Africa and all over the world. Thank you again for listening. God bless you. Tune in again next week. Have a great week.